101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You put so much hope into that first date, and you're hoping that it's going to lead somewhere. And so when you don't get that call or text back, it can be devastating. That is why we do Blown Off, to help you out with that. If you're in that situation, let us know. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Robbie, you're in that situation right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tell us about Becca.
She, I guess she called my company. I work for an AC company, and I got sent out there. It was really weird, because, I mean, it seemed really surreal. I knocked on her door, and, like, when she opened it, it was one of those moments of, like, wow, she's gorgeous. I hope, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm saying, I hope I can be with this person. And, I mean, there was instant chemistry. It was crazy, guys. I told her, like, next time that happens, you know, just give me a call, and I gave her my personal cell phone number.
Oh,
okay.
And as soon as I got to pretty much the stop sign, she texted me.
Wow.
I love this so much. So you guys set it up, and what happened? You went out?
Yeah, we went to the Outback, and we went for drinks afterward. I mean, it was really cool, because, like, we connected on so many levels, you know.
It sounds serendipitous, almost, how you two met.
Great word.
All right, let's do this, Robbie. Hold on, and in 3 minutes, we're going to try to get Becca on the phone to find out why she hasn't called you back. We'll do that next on the new Hot 101.5.
We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Oh, rather be.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
This was serendipity almost. Robbie went to basically fix Becca's air conditioner.
Yeah.
He left her phone number and said, hey, if you need some help, call me personally. Then they started texting. They went out to the Outback, went for drinks. I mean, this is a perfect situation, but he hasn't heard back from Becca. Are you ready for us to call her?
Yes, please.
Okay, so now, Robbie, while we get Becca on the phone, this is the part where I just kind of let you know that, you know, to kind of stay quiet on your end so that way Miguel and I can do all the talking and see what is really going on with Becca, okay? I hope it's just a misunderstanding because this sounds so cute.
Hello?
Hi, is this Becca?
Yeah.
Becca, my girlfriend. My name is Miguel. This is my co-host, Holly. We're from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. Girl, I just want to get straight down to business with you.
Hopefully you're not right in the middle of anything, Becca.
I know, right? I'm so sorry. But listen, I know. I'm sorry. I'm bombarding you right now. But we have a friend, Robbie, who it was basically serendipitous how you two met.
I know. Your air conditioning guy.
Yes.
And then y'all went out and it was sounded so magical because he kind of told us about it. But he said that you hadn't gotten back to him and we're just trying to find out why.
He's voting for Donald Trump.
Oh.
And that's why you're not calling him back?
Are you joking? I don't know anyone who's voting for Donald Trump. That guy is such a joke.
Sorry, excuse me? Are you serious?
Wait a minute, Becca. We do have Robbie on the phone. I'm sorry. So, Robbie, you're a big Trump supporter, huh?
Yeah, I think he's great. I honestly do.
Okay, well, that's why we're not going back out, because I don't know anyone that thinks that guy is great. That's ridiculous.
This is why politics probably shouldn't be brought up on the first date.
Or the second, third, fourth, fifth, or ever. I mean, but Becca, don't you think it's a little unfair to automatically just rule Robbie out because who he's voting for? I mean, we don't even know if he's going to be able to vote for him. We haven't even gotten to that part of the election. So can't you just look past that, Becca?
Nope. Because anyone who thinks that Donald Trump is going to be a good president is a moron. And I cannot hang out with someone that is that stupid.
Wow.
No way.
I think we connected on so many other levels. But if she's going to harp on my political beliefs,
he's an idiot.
Are you calling me an idiot or are you calling Donald Trump an idiot? Because right now, they're both equivalent.
You might as well be voting for Kim Kardashian because they have the exact same amount of political background.
Shots fired.
I'm just going to tell you right now, if Kim Kardashian can keep me interested in all the country's problems the way that she's keeping me interested in her butt, I'm fine with it.
Yeah!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.